All right, the voting period has passed. We'll be closing voting. With 11 in favor, 7 abstentions, and 3 opposed, this motion passes. All right. Seeing this topic exhausted, we'll be moving to agenda item number 13, the reports by committee. Councillor Tiniakos, do you have a question?
Yes, sorry. I guess this would fall under point of parliamentary inquiry. I know this has been done before, but I was wondering if we could motion to suspend standing rules and have a generative discussion before the reports by committees.
Give me a second. Yes, so you may vote to suspend the, you may motion to suspend the rules. It would take a 3/4 majority vote. Would you like to motion to suspend the rules?
Yes, and is this motion motivated? Can I explain the reason on it?
I'll give you 30 seconds.
So the reason why motioning to suspend the rules and have a generative discussion is to discuss the McGill Daily article that was just released. I feel like it's important for us as Legislative Council to address these issues. And since it's our first meeting, we're not gonna meet until 2 weeks, most likely, next week, but it's an important issue that should be discussed by council. Thank you.
Thank you. So we will be taking this motion. This motion does require a second. Does anybody want to second this motion? Councillor Khamis, you've been recognized. All right. I forgot to ask. How long do you want to suspend the rules for?
I guess 10 minutes.
That is in order. So we will now be entering voting on this motion to suspend the rules for 10 minutes. We will be creating a quick poll. Governance Manager, could you please create a quick poll with just yes, no abstention?
Sure.
Thank you. Councillor Josu?
Yes, may I ask a question?
Feel free.
Yes, I was wondering, I'm not aware of the Miguel daily article that we want to talk about, so if I could have an explanation.
All right, so we won't be debating this motion, but if this 10-minute suspension of the rules passes, then you will be able to discuss the article in more concrete terms.
Thank you.
Pleasure. I am muted. Councillor Tiniakos?
I was just wondering, since I moved the motion, that I could just clarify that the article is about sexism and
no, silence. Sorry, that is out of order.
It's out of order. Yeah. Perfect. No worries. Yeah.
All right. So we'll be launching the poll for generative discussion. This takes a 3/4 majority. We are still missing three votes, so I'll give another 30 seconds. Actually, I will not give it another 30 seconds, because no matter if these three votes vote in favor or oppose, this motion fails by 59% to 41%. I'll remind the assembly that it takes a 3/4 majority to suspend the rules. In that case, if there are no other motions, we'll be moving to the reports. Seeing none, we are moving to agenda point number 13A, the executive committee reports.
I think these need to be presented by the president, so I think we'll have to skip this.
I think Eric is going to present them.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, Vice President Eric? Yeah, okay, so you have the floor.
Yeah, no worries. So this is essentially the public report of the executive committee over the past few months. So the period that happened in April and May, we were obviously not the sitting VPs at the time. We were in position after June. Most of what is covered here is essentially hirings. Obviously, we can't give HR information like salaries or the names of the individuals, but that is confidential. But these essentially go over the various hirings that have been done in the past few months. There are a few other points here or there. If anyone is particularly interested in it, I can answer questions about them as well as the rest of the executive committee. There are things like, for example, the two jabs for McGill program that we had to approve an expenditure for, new signage in the university center, general issues like that that have come up, as well as votes on statements, for example. But in general, this has been, I don't think there's anything particularly, I guess, of note in this. But once again, if anyone's interested in specifics that they have read in the report, as this is available to everyone, please feel free to ask any questions that anyone has. That should, I believe, cover most of it. So yeah. I stand for questions.
Thank you. If there are any questions, please raise your hands. Also, please let me know if my fan is very loud. It's right next to my mic. I'll just turn it off while I speak. All right, seeing no questions, we'll be moving on to the next point in the agenda, the executive reports. That is point 14. We'll be skipping point 14A, which is the president's report, as he is not present. And we will now be in. Sorry, yes?
I believe the vice president of finance was going to also present the president's report to ensure accountability.
My apologies. Feel free to present the president's report.
No worries. It's just to make sure that like everything is being properly presented. So essentially, this is Darshan's report. Darshan's electoral platform is available in English and French, as well as his personal contact information. I believe he begins the report by outlining his role in the Constitution, which, if anyone is particularly interested, feel free to, I guess, ask any clarifying questions. The report then goes on to go over the training that we all went through. So one month long training from previous executives, the first aid training that some of us went through, and then various workshops, meetings, and trainings with the McGill administration. For internal governance, it covers the variety of things Darshan made in regards to legislative council, meeting with counselors, supporting council orientation, setting up the first council meeting, going over board of directors meetings as well, both public and confidential, going over committees, so acting as the chair of the executive committee, working on Samosa, BombCom, the environment, health and dental, nominating committee, and finance committee. After that, projects and plans, the communication, the handbook has been completed and done. We had a renewal on photography contract, quite an excellent contract, I could say myself. Worked with governance, review the constitution, internal regulation. Worked on operations at 351 Peel, food tenants, and worked on a prayer room. Lifeline charging station and the McGill Tax and Financial Clinic is still in progress. After that, union bargaining is ongoing. Advocacy, so working on medical notes and global access to medicine policy. The Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Committee is still in comment in progress, and the SMU Action Plan to support Black, Indigenous, and person of color students and persons with disabilities continues to be worked on, as well as mandatory GSVP training and equity training for staff and council members, and upholding the confidentiality policy. On the events, there was the Two Jabs for McGill organized by the president, on the McGill Parents Tent for the incoming class of 2021, and the BNI orientation. In future events, kind of as was presented today, there's Orange Shirt Day, National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. So we're doing a fundraising t-shirt sale, so all profits will be going to a charity, and the vaccine confidence contest that was done as well. Leadership and support, the president worked at the roundtable with quarterly meetings, executive committee meetings that happened weekly, and supported other executive initiatives such as merchandise. Human resources worked on work culture, on the how to establish a, you know, a COVID-19 workspace that is, you know, in safe, a safe and healthy workspace in that sense. Headed staff meetings, worked with department heads during meetings, and developed a crisis management plan. Darshan also worked with McGill administration on introducing meetings with the vice chancellor and principal, Madame Fortier, standing meetings with the deputy provost, student life and learning, Fabrice Labo, and meetings with the dean of students. Darshan also worked to address constituent concerns on a variety of things, from vaccine passports, immigration issues, accommodations in regard to COVID-19, the ongoing investigation with SBHR, and the Medium article, and the statement of support of solidarity for our London family and the residential school statement. And finally, if I have time, advocacy and representation, représentation et plaidoyer. So Darshan worked to advocate.
Thank you, Vice
for
President.
Students. Oh, all right.
Yeah, your time is up. We'll now be entering the report of the VP Finance, which would allow you to speak again, Eric.
All right, I'm back. Everyone's going to get annoyed at my voice by the end of this. So hi, everyone. So I'm Eric. This is my fourth year at McGill in economics, mathematics, and history. I've been working on a variety of things this summer, financial processes, working on an insurance program, and working on financial support for clothing services. A lot of the work that I do, and I guess this is important context, is mostly administrative because I need to sign a lot of things. I need to process check requests and expenditures, keep an eye on budgets. But I've been working on wider projects that hopefully will be coming to fruition in a few months. So in the finance department, we have hired the staff. The funding committee will hopefully, you know, is being assembled as we saw today. So hopefully we're going to start in either next week or the week after. Accounting, we've been working on improving the processes on credit cards, check requests, and purchase orders, as well as we are working on the yearly audit as we speak. From everything I hear, it is going excellently. We're also in the process of hiring additional accounting analysts to manage the increased workload in the department. As SMU grows, we need more accountants. The clubs and services, we're preparing the massive task that is providing all clubs their banking information and access, updated our club documents that are required to be filled out every year. We had the club workshop and the service summit. This report was submitted for last week, but they have happened. We have makeup sessions this weekend. Service credit cards are making a comeback this year, and I will be meeting with all the service to discuss their budget. They're receiving from McGill. The general budget, everything's going quite well. We're currently spending under our budget. The finances study are very helpful because of the lack of events due to COVID. It gave us quite a large surplus. And so we're evaluating how to best allocate this. So both to improve kind of bringing life back to campus while also maintaining the need for the long-term financial health of society. I will also be working on budget revisions in October as well. And we're looking at if a membership fee increase may be necessary to increase the society's current staffing resources, as a lot of people are often overworked. No funding requests happened over the summer because there is no funding committee. I'll be looking into kind of seeing if there's an option to have that available in the future for summer funding opportunities, but we are still working on member at large recruitment for the committee. Projects, so I'm working on increasing the scope of the insurance program specifically to help trans students and people with auditory issues. And I'm also working on a fee consolidation with regard to services, working on managing the COVID surplus in general and the amount of money that kind of has been left over, as mentioned earlier, and possible attendance for 351 appeal. There's a summary at the bottom if anyone wants to go over it, but essentially finances are going relatively well and administrative work is most of my task. The main thing is the COVID surplus and planning out long-term finance health study. I do have, my approval rating is currently at 100%. I only interviewed myself on this. So there is a margin of error here that is quite substantive, which means it could go up to a 200% approval rating. So I think my work's been going pretty well and I stand for questions.
Thank you. We will be moving on to the report of the VP Student Life.
Hi, everyone. Eric, I love that graph. Okay, so I'm your VP Student Life for this year. I'm Carla Jesucubilla. Okay, my report is 4 pages, so I'm just going to try to make it really short for you. Okay, so general student group updates. The master list has been updated, so we have all the information updated. I worked on space agreements, so every tenant at the UC has their agreement, has signed their agreement. I'm working on amending the student group IRs, so we're doing consultations at the moment. The mandatory workshops are being working on, so we had a workshop last weekend. Now we're having makeup workshops this weekend. For clubs, I did some sanctioning at the beginning. We're working on amendments to the club processes just to add some trainings and some mandatory things that have not been there in the past. I've been troubleshooting, so election troubles, questions, building questions, all that. For services, just been helping services with their building questions and just assisting them in getting their office spaces ready. There's some conflict resolution in there. Did some hiring. For mental health, where we have an open spot, we had a full team at the beginning, and now the mental health outreach coordinator is not in the position anymore, so we're actively hiring. There's some projects for the year that you can check in my report. For activities night, we had a bunch of issues with the platform. We got refunded fully, and we're working on activities night 2.0. For COVID-19, I'm currently working with a lawyer to get some consultation on vaccine passports because there's a lot of gray areas. And then for student services, we just halted some partnerships that were not good for society. I did some presentations with campus life and engagement, and we're working on CCR recognition for all club executives. So if you have any questions, feel free to email me. You don't have to ask a question here. But yeah, this is a summary of what I've been working on.
Thank you very much. We'll be entering the report of the VP University Affairs.
Hi, I didn't know we were supposed to do cute little introductions at the front. That's my bad, but my name is Claire. This is my fifth year at this institution and my third year being involved with SMU. I'm from New Jersey, if that matters to anybody, it should. And I guess just for context, since Eric did give context on his role, the role of the VP University Affairs is traditionally very reactionary. So you really do have to respond to student concerns as they arise. Additionally, this portfolio has more staff by a lot than any other portfolio. So a lot of what does happen is staff management working on projects and then addressing the fires as they come up. So as you can see, we had a lot of hiring going on. Throughout the summer, we're still hiring. I attended a number of McGill governance meetings and some Senate committee meetings that have begun. Some highlights of projects are the Gender and Sexuality Commissioner Gray. They're going to be presenting next week, I believe, but they've been working really hard all summer on a bursary for queer students, which is awesome. Know Your Rights happens every year, and it happened this current year, but we also incorporated COVID safety and advocacy into that, and I think it went very well. Menstrual health, just getting that project back up off the ground because it was largely stalled due to the pandemic, and there's been a lot of consultation and collaboration with other student unions, especially around situations of COVID. So I've been working very closely with counterparts at the CSU, at BIRSC, and AMS, which is UBC's advocacy work, the SMU open letter regarding McGill's 2021 plans and accommodations, and the protest for a safe and accessible campus, which was co-organized with Sasha. I'm sorry, VP Sasha. There were also ongoing student concerns regarding academic accommodations related to COVID. So when people are not being accommodated by the university, they reach out to me. There's like little institutional recourse here, but I am typically able to refer them to the Dean of Students, who is usually very helpful and always very kind. I apologize, this wasn't as long. Again, it is very reactionary. So a lot of time was spent this summer on COVID safety things, and I stand for questions.
Thank you very much. We'll now proceed into 14E, VP External Affairs.
Thank you. Hey, everyone. I'm Sasha Hikim, your VP Sasha, your Vice President of External Affairs for the year. Again, I didn't know I had to include a little blurb. That's my bad. And of course, I will be here to answer any questions, as this is just a broad overview of the portfolio this summer. And just to give a bit of context, the External Affairs portfolio works mainly on advocacy, political campaigns, and just exterior representation, specifically to the community, but also on the municipal, provincial, and federal levels. So the main projects that have been starred and are ongoing over the summer are to improve External Affairs accessibility by revamping the External Affairs website, amongst other things, to add the External Affairs portfolio to the five-year plan. And the other thing, and this has been referenced earlier, but has been working on the Royal Victoria Hospital, specifically towards pertaining to McGill's New Vic project, co-organized with the Vice President of University Affairs, VP Claire. There's a protest for a safe and accessible campus that was held. I've also been working on coalition building on municipal and provincial levels, with other student unions. Currently, the Black Affairs Commissioner that was hired and I are in talks with the with BSN to kind of figure out what response they want for Madam Fortier's email regarding the James McGill statue, and also just working alongside the VP Internal and the sponsorships coordinator to improve sponsorships. Main updates are that we have been reached out to from our partners for the Affordable Student Housing Plan and have possible locations for it. So keep an eye out for that. UCRU, the undergraduates coalition of the undergraduate coalition of intense research intensive universities in Canada that we sit on, which is a federal coalition. It released two letters, one for international students and vaccine access, the other for emergency funding for interregional transit support. Please view them as attached. And we also sent a letter to the McGill administration regarding the New Vic project, which yielded to a meeting of them presenting a little bit further their project. In regards to governance, I was elected as chair of one of UCRU's committees, the Bilingualism Committee. We hired and onboarded two political campaign coordinators and a Black Affairs Commissioner, and are currently hiring external affairs coordinators, a community engagement commissioner who will be chairing the community engagement committee, and a policy and mobilization researcher who will replace the political researcher whose contract has ended, a slight change in job description. And then, of course, I've been meeting with relevant community stakeholders and political representatives across Montreal and the province. Other notes is the divest policy was ratified by board, yay. And then the Milton Parks Citizens Committee and SMU have been working towards helping the Indigenous communities in Milton Park. That goes two way. One, we've lended tents to the homeless communities in Milton Park to provide shelter from rain and intense sunlight.
And then, please finish up.
Sorry, my bad. And we're trying to construct housing. And finally, working with CSU and BUSRC on Bill 96 response, we're going to outline the main external affairs campaigns on the SMU website for increased accessibility. And we are improving the way that we are conducting fresh street teams for accessibility and safety in future years.
Thank you very much. Now, last and not least, we'll be entering 14F, VP Internal Affairs.
Thank you, Alex. So hello, Sarah. We meet again. She, her pronouns. So basically, also did not have the little blurb, but not really important. We'll just get down to business. So with Carla, I gave some webinars to first-year students on how to get involved on campus. I've been pushing for an increase in SMU merchandising, which resulted in a lot of giveaways that you guys might have seen. One of them was held on September 2nd in front of the University Center, which gained a lot of traction for SMU, which was great. I hired the First Year Affairs Commissioner, Sophie. She's lovely. And we're working on promoting the election period, which has ended. So now it's campaigning and all that kind of fun stuff. I also redesigned the Gertz logo with the rest of the team. So now we have our little squirrel logo, which looks great. And if you haven't been to Gertz yet, I urge you to do so. It is a lovely place to be. For Spin, I hired the internal logistics coordinator, Kylie, and we've had a bunch of meetings by now. All the applications are done. So we have our team, and now Andres is with us, which is gonna be so exciting. We're planning for Halloween while trying to ensure COVID safety, thinking of maybe doing a bar crawl. If not, we might have a location in the old port, which could allow up to 600 people with COVID numbers. So that's looking very exciting. In alumni relations, I had my first Life Aid meeting. And we're gonna have a follow-up soon. And we're gonna discuss kind of events for graduating students. And I also met with Shanna from Alumni Affairs to discuss the relationships between our associations. So a bunch of fun projects coming up there. In communications, we updated all the documents for the upcoming year. We worked on a social media strategy, which you guys might have seen. So now we have more exec presence, more posting, and a more uniform theme. So the page looks super good. And also we updated the listserv to have a bunch of like new colors and some new like content placement. And then finally, for the projects that I've been working on, I created a guide to help onboarding commissioners to basically know what the different departments were at SMU and how they can apply for assistance. And I hired a new position under the portfolio, an internal administrator who's going to help with smaller scale events and yeah, to kind of like boost in life. And also, I didn't mention anything about the Francophone Affairs, but that has been going great. Anna is lovely. And I saw people had applied for the committee. So there's a bunch of really fun projects coming there. So yeah, it's been a lot of like trying to bring the portfolio back to life after the vacancy last year. So that's kind of been what I've been up to.
All right, thank you very much. So we will now be taking a short question and answer concerning the executive reports. So if you have any questions for the executives, please raise your hands. All right. Seeing none, we will move on to our final item. But before we do so, before we adjourn, I want to just quickly tell you how I'm very happy. This meeting has gone pretty efficiently and pretty fast. Having watched previous meetings of the council, previous recordings, it is my goal as a speaker for this next year to limit any cases of the council going drastically over time. A bit over time is normal, but no council should end at 2 or 3 a.m. That doesn't make sense as students that we are stuck debating until the a.m. And so as speaker, I'm taking in charge that this will not happen. We will simply be tabling items for the next meeting because it doesn't make sense. You aren't productive after 4 hours of debating. With that said, thank you all for being here. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Seconded.
Second.
All right. And so the meeting is officially adjourned. Have a great night and have a good day tomorrow.